Hi, everyone, and welcome back to my take on over your angelic karma. It is Tuesday morning, September 13th, 8:07 a.m. where I am here, and you all would not believe what, and we are live once again. Those of you that want to join in, will be on the chat this morning, you are most definitely welcome to do so. To say good morning, this is going to be kind of short and to the point. You all would not believe what happened to me this morning. Usually in the morning, I'll make my coffee and then I'll drink it, but I'll be walking around in the back like that and drinking it and just walking back in the backyard. But this morning I made it and I sat it on the counter and I decided to go outside in the front yard. So I was outside in the front, and when I walked out, the door started to like open wide. So I went back to the door and I closed it. And I was standing outside in the front yard like that, looking around, you know, and then I went back and I was like, okay, I'm going to go and grab my coffee and then I'm going to come back out here. The door was locked. I had locked myself outside and I was out there for like an hour, locked outside the house in the front yard, which would not have been so bad if I had not had on a bathrobe. I had on that pink frumpy bathrobe. Those of you that are from the old Your Angelic Karma YouTube channel, you seen that bathrobe, and I'll show you all something in the bathroom. I think some plants or something. I had that on, but under it I had clothes on under it, but I had that pink bathrobe on, which kind of saved me. I was locked out. Now, so I started knocking on the door because Summer and Brian were in the house. Remember, Brian is 16, Summer is 6 years old. Summer was actually downstairs in the former living room, but she was on the sofa, sleep. She had fell asleep. She was downstairs. I was like, okay, knocking at the door, ringing the doorbell, nobody answering, nobody saying anything. So I had to get where the window is in the front. There's shrubbery, and it's this sticky kind that has those pointers. And that's, this bathrobe saved me because I had to slide through like the, and I'm short, like I'm 5'2", so the shrubbery was like tall to me. So I had to slide through the shrubbery close to the house to get to the window where Summer was. And I had already opened all the shutters in the house because I do that first thing in the morning to let the light shine in. Then I'll make my coffee and I'll like stroll in the backyard. And then I'll probably go out on my bike or something if I decide that I'm going to go out on the bike that specific morning. I had to slide through the shrubbery to get to the window. So I started knocking on the window and calling Summer's name. I was looking at her clearly. I was actually knocking hard like that. I was knocking hard. She was asleep. Her face was turned to me though. And I was like, okay. I was knocking hard, called her name. And I was like, how can a child sleep that hard? So I knocked there for like 10 or 15 minutes. I was just knocking like that. So, and I would get loud because I would see her like her fingers move. And I was like, okay, maybe she's waking up. But so I went back to the front door. You all may hear Brian giggle in the background because he's the one that found me. Okay, listen. As soon as he saw me, he buzzed out laughing. Okay. So I went back to the door and I started knocking again and I was saying, Summer. And I was like, okay, Brian must be upstairs with his room door closed or he has on the headphones or he's in the shower because he should hear me like that. So I started back knocking on the door and ringing the doorbell. And then I did that for a while. People were, it's like 7 something in the morning by that time. So people in my area, they're exercising, they're jogging, they're on their bikes, they're walking. All of that. So I have like stuff happening around me like that. My neighbor's side, we have somebody new that moved directly in front of me 3 days ago. A man moved across the street 3 days ago. Everybody has their shutters open because we're talking 7 o'clock in the morning. My neighbor slanted across the street from me. Looked at it. She's my nosy neighbor. Everybody has a nosy neighbor slanted across the street. Now, her shades stay open. Her blinds, her shutters stay open all day and all night like that. So she came over because that was her opportunity to talk. Her knowing that there's no way I'm going to get in the house without the key, her opportunity to talk about things that had nothing to do with helping me get in the house. I was thinking, okay, maybe I'm going to have to climb the wall in the back, because I would have to climb the wall like that, and I would need a damn ladder. So she was going to be able to supply that for me. So I was like, still, I slid back in. I'm at the door. She's talking. I'm sweating and hot by now because we're in Texas and it's hot. And with a bathrobe, I have these. You might remember on one of the YouTube channels, on the new YouTube channel, I made a video and I had those two, like, plaits in my hair. Okay, I have my hair similar to that, but I have hair rollers on each of the plaits. I had, like, two hair rollers and a bathrobe on. And so I slid. Her talking about stuff that had nothing to do with what I'm needing, people jogging and walking by, slowing down, looking at me. Okay, so I have to slide back into the shrubbery, then try to wake some up again. And I noticed that she had turned her head. So obviously she woke up from the time that I had left the shrubbery initially and went to the front door. I was like, okay, so she woke up. Now, my neighbor talking, me trying to think, okay, there's no way I'm going to be able to get in through the back of the house. I would have to climb the wall, and I don't have any key, and you damn sure can't left a window like that. So I was like, okay, what in the hell am I going to do like that? That's what I was thinking. So I start back knocking on the door. I go back to the shrubbery. I go back sliding myself through the shrubbery and through the window, and I start knocking and saying, Summer, and I see Brian coming down the stairs. I said, Brian, and he looks at me. He's in the foyer. He looks at me, and he busts out laughing, knowing exactly what had happened, that I was locked out. And I was like, thank God, because my neighbor's about to drive me crazy, talking about everything except helping me and what I need to do to get in the damn house. People outside walking, looking at me, and I was like, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. So I was locked out the house for at least 45 minutes to an hour trying to get in. And Summer is still asleep, and I'm about to go wake her up like that. I don't understand how she slept so hard with me knocking and saying her name the way that I did when the people walking by and my neighbor actually heard it like that. Okay, well, until next time, enjoy your morning. Bye.